So a mother is, I suppose you could answer that question with as many answers as people you ask it. So I went looking throughout Scripture to look at some moms, portraits throughout its pages. I mean, you could start at the very beginning, right? You could start with Eve, the mother of Cain and Abel and Seth and all of us. And that's not really the best mom to start with. Maybe the mom that first bit into temptation, the mom who realizes after the fact the importance of following God, the first mom to have to bury her child. How about Sarah? Mother of Isaac, the mom who gives hope to all who have had to wait, you know, to start a family. Sarah is a mom who can laugh at God's timing, knowing that good things come to those who wait. Rebecca, the mother of Jacob and Esau, she's the first mother to take sides. Actually, it's more than taking sides, really. She schemes and connives in one of the biggest daddy dupes of history. And she causes a rift between her sons for decades, but maybe she was following God's will. You know, sometimes it's hard to discern God's will for a mom. It's definitely dangerous to use mothering power to manipulate, isn't it, Rebecca? Bathsheba, do you think of her as a mom? She was a mother of a king. We know more of her story from her little affair with King David. His sin is well written, his seduction, his killing of her husband, but she did have a baby boy, Solomon, a peaceable king, a wise man. Bathsheba is the type of mom that shows us that God can restore, redeem any circumstance surrounding birth. Jochebed, the mother of Moses and Miriam and Aaron, she's courageous and she's creative and she's a little bit civil, you know, disobedient, fighting against Pharaoh and his schemes. She shows us determination, ingenuity, building that basket and caring for her son, saving his life. And then there's Hannah, the mother of the prophet Samuel. Like many women, she has a hard time having a child, and she's made fun of by other women in the community. And she prays relentlessly, and God answers her prayer. And despite her hardship, she offers her son to the service of the Lord, Hannah. These portraits of women in the Bible, they reveal to us moms that are both selfless and selfish. You know, love that is stubborn and sacrificial. I'm thankful the Bible offers us portraits of mom that are real, you know, authentic, mistake-prone. Moms that are not always good examples. Moms that need grace. Because don't we all need grace? Can you think of times when your mom let you down or broke a promise or was hard to forgive? And sometimes we see those shortcomings in ourselves as a dad or as an uncle or as a friend. And what I learned from all these portraits is we can't do parenting without the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what makes us effective. And God desires each of us to have an impact, whether it's on our own kids, extended family, kids of the church. In the end, these portraits are saying, impact the future generation with God's strength. There's also that scripture I read this morning, Proverbs 31. What did you think of that, Mom? That's kind of the, okay, that's a little bit out of my league, Mom. You know, kind of crazy, perfect mom. She's a hard worker. Her husband adores her. She's an entrepreneur. Her kids wake up and start singing, "You are blessed, oh Mom." I mean, come on, she's kind of like this ancestor of June Cleaver or something, I don't know, one of these deals. But she's remarkably intuitive. I mean, starting her own business in the biblical age, that's uncanny. This portrait of mom becoming all things to all people may come off as kind of annoyingly perfect, but it's God's vision, this vision of what a mom could be in an ideal situation. It's a mom set for the kingdom. But what is a godly mom today? What are some takeaways for moms today? I started with mom is a reflection of God to the world. Starting to think about when Cindy became a mom. 2006, holding little Addison in the hospital. I remember watching the Winter Olympics just as he was born. And that image of her holding him. It's, you know, daunting, exciting, exhausting, delicate. I mean, I remember my emotions, ecstasy as well as worry, but I can't really fathom what Cindy was feeling. I would name her as strong, the bearer of a miracle, courageous, selfless. Those would be my words, but, you know, who am I? I was the guy holding the chip, ice chips, and saying, you know, way to go, and she just, you know, made a baby, so we're not really on equal planes. But I think a mother is a life giver. I mean, biologically, naturally, yes, I understand that also for women who adopt. Care for a grandchild, foster care, they give a life. I mean, it happens all the time, not just when women bringing a tiny screaming infant into the world, but also opening a door to dreams, possibilities. Every time a mom teaches a child to tie their shoes or fill out a resume or how to ask someone out on a date, I mean, they are teaching them how to work hard and how to love and pursue your dreams and care for the earth. Aren't these ways that mom helps to give us a life? Like God, our mysterious creator who gives us a life when we go down the wrong path. Every time in scripture God is talking about turning our life around, saving us, he paints this picture of a mom. By his great mercy, he has given us birth into a living hope through resurrection of Jesus from the dead. 1 Peter. Just as moms toiled and labored for us, God toils and labors to bring us eternal life. Praise God for offering us new life. Praise moms for offering us life. How can each of us in some way take that and be a life giver today in the biggest sense of those words? I see glimpses of a memory when I was 5, out riding my bike, crashing on the curb, ruining my left arm, running home and telling mom it was something terrible had happened, and her embrace and the drive to the hospital and sitting with me for a week as I was in traction. And I recall the words of scripture from the prophet Isaiah, as a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you, says the Lord. God saying, remember how a mom embraces you in their arms and you feel peace and warmth. Remember how she draws you close and draws you in. She learned that from me, says the Lord. Even the Son of God needed a caring, comforting mom. Sometimes I like to think about conversations between Jesus and his mom and how those went over. Jesus, you need to be back before dark. I know you made the earth, but I'm the one who brought you into it. You know, how did those conversations go over, I wonder? That story is not in the Bible, but there is a story of Jesus on the cross, his mother weeping. She's present there, comforting him even as he's comforting her. Mom is a comforter. There's something about moms, there's this gift of being a comforter, a softer skin, I don't know, smoother voice, empathetic heart. I mean, maybe that's stereotypical, but I think that there are gifts within moms that allow them to comfort. I mean, I think us men learn, you know, when our daughter gets stung by a bee and runs to us, that we should hold her tight and calm her breathing rather than pat her on the butt and say, all right, well, just run it off. You know, that might be my inclination. But moms have taught us comfort. Praise God for comfort. Thanks for comfort in moms. How can we, each of us, take on that characteristic, mothering comfort? I remember my own mom when I was little. She loved to kind of take me in her little church office and show me all of her books. She was a Christian educator, so she'd show me all the curriculum books and remind me of the stories. And I see the same thing in Cindy now. She loves sharing the biblical story with the kids, and they're hungry for that, and the way she prays with them. And it makes me think of a mother as a molder, a sanctifier. I know that's a big word. Sanctification, it's God's word to talk about becoming holy people, the process of becoming holy. The Apostle Paul was talking to his mentee, Timothy, and he said, I'm reminded in your faith of your grandmother and of your mother, and now I see that faith in you. I mean, Sanctification is when God places his spirit in us and it kind of roots out the evil dirt and puts in a new and right spirit in us, molding our thoughts, our behaviors into what God wants us to be. And mom is that shaper in the home. Mom, like the Holy Spirit, that sanctifier, passing on the story, instructing truth, getting us on the right track, rounding the rough edges. I was just thinking of kind of a daily routine in our house. You know, I might be called upon, Cindy's at work, so I've got to get the kids ready, and I know to get to school, they need pants and a shirt, okay? But I may forget, like, the belt or the bow or maybe the extra socks because it's going to be rainy and Anna's going to stomp in the water, or the matching, you know, necklace or whatever the little accessories might be. Because moms remember those details. Because moms are about making the kids look as sharp and as beautiful as they can be. Just as our Creator works on our edges and wants us to be the most beautiful we can be for Him. Mom's teaching us a thing or two about the love of that Creator. We remember today, moms are a great gift from God. But for many of us, let us also remember that our relationship with God was a great gift from mom. How can we be like moms, a sanctifier, a molder, a inspirer in the Christian character? One of the best ways we honor God and worship today is by showing that we honor our moms, because in our moms we see God reflected. Perhaps there is advice in that verse from Proverbs. Maybe we can stand up and say, Mom, you are blessed, intricately, wonderfully made, gifted, inspiring, called for a purpose, called to bring new life into the world, called to shape us, called to comfort us, called to make us into who we are. They give us a glimpse of God, and then they hearken us to do the same for someone else. Let us give thanks in prayer. Lord God, thank you for the gift of this worship service and this moment to just honor moms for who they are and their character, their wisdom, their ingenuity, their dedication, their work outside the home and in. Thank you, Lord, for witnessing through them to us. In this image of a compassionate mom, may we glean characteristics of the godly life for ourselves, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, and mold us into who you want us to be, someone who offers life to someone, who teaches them the ways of Jesus, who brings them into relationship with you, who comforts them in times of hurt and celebrates in times of joy. Lord, guide us as we leave this place to go to lunch, to gather with friends, to go to work. May all that we do glorify you and bring your light a little brighter into this world. I pray in the precious name of Jesus this morning. Amen.